old-time rock and roll slipping around the house in your socks and the wood floors, acting like a big shot that you are. I am Michael Boone, and our local big shots, they're not big shots. They're just wonderful people. It's the Valley Symphony Association, and you've got a big weekend in store. We've got Stacy, Katie, and Aaron. The house is full. Thank you first so much, ladies, for coming in and hanging out. I do appreciate that. I want to see if Katie's microphone is working. Katie, are you get up real close. Can you give me... Go ahead, try it again.
Can you hear me?
Try it again.
One more time.
There we go. I get confused on which microphones are what. Matter of fact, I talked to one of our engineers, and I said, hey, there's something wrong with the microphones. And he actually turned them on really high, and he goes, no, there's nothing wrong with them. It's you. So if it's bad, it's all on me. I just want to get that out of the way. But a big weekend. Let's talk about Christmas by a candlelight, or let's just first talk about the Valley Symphony Association. You guys are celebrating your 50th season.
A landmark season for us, our Jubilee season.
Yeah.
So we were founded in 1970, so the math is a little off because of COVID, but that's the case for all of us.
Yeah. So tell us about this Christmas by candlelight. Everybody around the building is so excited to go, so yeah, it tells me a little bit about it.
It's really fun, and it's a big concert. Get your tickets, because we're anticipating being sold out again.
Yeah.
So, but it's Christmas by candlelight. It's the one time that the chorus and orchestra are on stage together, mm-hmm. and the chorus, it's really cool. The chorus walks in. All the house lights go down. The chorus walks in to candles, and then they join the orchestra on stage, behind the stage in risers, and it's really beautiful. And, mm-hmm. and like I've said before, I have the best seat in the house, because I'm like triangulated right at the top.
Yeah.
I'll be sitting right behind Katie when she's directing back there. But it's really it's wonderful. And this year, our focus is on Broadway and film, so it's got a little bit of a slant that way. But I'll let Katie speak to more of the music, since she's our new chorus conductor.
Yeah. And real quickly, valleysymphony.org to get the tickets,
yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
Now, on day of the show, it's up $5, is that correct?
Actually, it's always $25. So there's been we've had some confusion with the ticket prices, but our Christmas concert's always $25 for adults, and our for our other concerts, it's $20
okay.
Pre-season or pre-sale, and then $25 at the door, but the Christmas concert's always $25.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, sorry for the confusion, anybody.
No, and
don't
I will
upset.
Change. I will change that.
Oh, we appreciate that.
All right, so Katie, she was she snuck in a little late because she was trying to come undercover, right, Katie?
Morning rituals with kids. So,
yeah.
Never on time.
So tell us a little bit about the music.
Yeah, so I mean, this is my first year with the Valley Symphony Organization, and the theme is movies and Broadway, and just to put a little icing on the cake, the chorus will do some familiar Christmas tunes as well, since we missed so much last year during COVID. We wanted to represent all of that and just, you know, kind of give everybody a really good, feel-good Christmas vibe, so... We'll
all
be
right.
singing some fun things like Polar Express with the orchestra.
It's such a
rush. It's so fun. It's very fast.
Yeah, and you're going to get the kids, right? That's where you hope.
Oh, yeah. There's a Frozen medley that the orchestra's playing, so my daughter will be losing it.
My middle daughter is 26 years old, and I don't think she's missed a Disney on Ice or anything Disney in her whole life. And if she was here... She'd be out singing the orchestra out in the middle of the lawn.
Oh, that's, yeah. Yep. as she should.
Yeah. So. And Aaron, talk about your participation.
Well, yes. So, Volunteers of America. I'm the regional marketing director for Volunteers of America. And we're just so excited to be the sponsor for the Christmas concerts. You know, it is the most wonderful time of the year, right? And, you know, we really do Christmas up a lot. In our communities, our assisted livings, our nursing homes. So we really make a big deal out of Christmas, because we know how important it is for those families. Our memories, our childhood memories of Christmas, and the music plays such a big part in that. I mean, it just takes you right back to that moment when you hear that favorite song or that carol or, in this case, a Broadway song or movie song. So I'm looking forward to hearing all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just love to be a part of it because, like I said, it's music, it's memories, and we're all about that.
So every year you kind of do a different theme. Is that correct?
Actually, it's been Christmas by Candlelight, and then it's had Roman numerals to it. So it gives us a lot of leeway to do, you know, like Katie was explaining, we'll also be doing traditional carols and hymns and spirituals and stuff like that that you'll recognize. Of course, we'll end with the Hallelujah Chorus.
Yeah.
And so it's given us some leeway to do whatever we wanted to do. This year we wanted to kind of stop the Roman numeral thing and do a focus on Broadway and film. But of course we're doing all the other stuff too. Like, in my personal favorite to play is Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
I heard it on the way coming over here before I switched over to you. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to listen to Sleigh Ride.
Yeah.
I love Sleigh Ride.
Yeah, well, at least you were honest.
No, I heard it coming in. We were rocking out to the same thing when I walked in the door. So we get to do all that, but this year we just have a little bit of that focus because it emphasizes what a family-friendly, ageless presentation that we do always, not just for Christmas.
But. Well, everybody here at Montrose is bragging about it, so Valley Symphony Association, Christmas by Candlelight. You got two shows. Saturday, you're going to be at 7:30 at night, and this is going to be at the Montrose Pavilion, correct?
Correct.
And then Sunday, if for those people that are like, it's just a little too cold out there on Saturday night. So they're going to do a 3:00.
We do 3, yeah. And also we do purposely don't compete with the parade. So the city's parade starts around 5:30. And once the parade's done, you'll have plenty of time to get over to the pavilion. And we play at 7:30. Mm-hmm. So you can do all of it.
Well, that's very cool. ValleySymphony.org.